Hello, everyone, and welcome to More Than Coincidence, Remembering Jesus Christ in Your Story. As the author and finisher of our faith, our Savior writes personal experiences into each of our lives, which can later strengthen, empower, and bring us peace upon reflection. This podcast is dedicated to sharing these anchoring memories from everyone's unique stories in order to collectively remember and testify of the reality of Jesus Christ and His presence in our lives. I'm your host, Lily, and I'm very excited to share these experiences together. Okay, so today on the podcast, we have Joe Dupe, or as we like to call him in our house, Coach Dupe. How you doing, Coach?
I am doing really, really good. How about you?
Fantastic. Will you introduce yourself a little bit for everybody?
Oh, man. Sure. So I grew up in Salt Lake City, Utah, and I kind of wanted to, I love the game of football. Obviously, I'm still coaching, but I wanted to play for my dad way back in the day. So I grew up in Sandy, technically. And as I got to high school, I was able to play for my dad and have that experience of winning a bunch of games with him. And then I got into college and played quarterback down at Snow College, and then went down to Southern Utah, played at Southern Utah. And when I got done there, my wife and I, we met my sophomore year in college, got married right between my sophomore and junior year. And when I graduated from Southern Utah, we got right into the college coaching thing. And our first job was out in Missouri. And at that time, we had one little baby. and Monica wanted to get back closer to her family and to Utah. So we moved from Missouri back to Utah. I took a job at Riverton High School and taught there for 1.5 years. And that's where we had our second child. And from there, I had an opportunity to go out to California and coach at Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo, California. Yep. And while I was there, I was the offense coordinator and the quarterback coach. But more importantly, we had three more little babies. So our young family of five kids, we really enjoyed our time in San Luis Obispo, just hanging out, going to the beach, barbecuing, a lot of hot dogs back in the day. And
It's beautiful down there.
It is awesome. It is awesome. And we won a bunch of games. And so life was good. And after that, we went to Navy, and I had the opportunity to work with Kenny Matalolo, who's one of the finest head football coaches in the world. We had another little one there, Cooper. And then from there, we went to BYU, coached at BYU for a little bit. And we had Kennedy while we were at BYU. And then we ended up coming to Virginia. So I was the head coach here at Southern Virginia when I had the opportunity to work with you and your husband in 2016 and 17. And that's when we rounded out our eighth child. And six boys, two girls, many, many moves. And it's been quite the adventure, but we got done at Southern Virginia while we were there for 2 years. And then I went back to Navy. Right. I was there for another 5 years and just had some great opportunities to spend time with Coach Neil Matalolo and the gang. And then came back here to Southern Virginia a year ago. So back as the head coach now for 1 year. And it's been really, really awesome as far as the ride is concerned.
Yeah,
a lot of ups, a lot of downs, a lot of great experiences.
Right.
Not the routine every day, living in one house my entire life. Not saying that's wrong by any means, but just different challenges. You know, we all have challenges. And sometimes Monica and I joke about, you know, we've been married 28 years now. We were sealed in the Salt Lake City Temple. But 28 years later, we kind of joke about why do we always choose such hard things to do? You know, and that's kind of been our ammo over the years. And without her incredible example and strength, there's no way that we'd be where we are today. But it's been really, really cool.
I love Monica. She was so amazing to work with.
She's awesome.
That's so fun. Well, on the topic of, you know, resilience and relationships and all these blessings from God, what memories have you had that the Lord's put into your life that prick your heart in remembrance of Him?
So many experiences. And it really comes down to my relationship with my Savior, Jesus Christ, and just what the gospel's done for us. You know, it seems like a lot of times, you know, there's been a lot of highs throughout our life where things are going great, but there's mm-hmm. also been some lows, right? Yeah. When I was at BYU, I loved my time at BYU, being close to family, worked for a great man, Bronco Mendenhall,
right.
Who I still consider a mentor today. Even though after being there a little bit, we were let go.
Yeah.
Bronco hired a new offense coordinator, and that particular offense coordinator brought in his own people, and yep. I wasn't one of those guys. And that's the way football works. And
right.
And so I remember, you know, while Monica and I were just trying to figure out life, and we were living in Pleasant Grove at the time, and just trying to figure out, you know, what are we going to do at this time? We have 7 kids, and they're all young. Madeline was in high school. And we're just trying to go through, you know, how in the world are we going to do this? What are we going to do?
Right.
Gotta take care of our family, pay all the bills, et cetera. And there was a day where I was a little bit in the dumps, right? Just a little bit. I was just like, gosh, dang, you know, and Monica's
working
like,
so
you know
hard.
What? Yeah. Like, you know what? Let's go get some lunch and we can just talk about plans.
Yeah.
And so I jumped in the car and drove down to Costa Vida in Pleasant Grove, and I went to grab the key out of the console, and it wasn't there. And it was just a little key fob, right? You know, about the size of my AirPods case. And,
yeah.
And the fob wasn't sitting there. And I said, Monica, do you have a key by chance? I'm checking all my pockets, and I can't find the key anyplace. And I'm like, mm-hmm. it's really bizarre because you can't drive the car without the fob.
The key, yeah.
Yeah, you start it, but then, you know, it's not going to drive. And so I got out of the car. I was like, well, let's just go eat. Obviously, it's got to be in here somewhere. So I get out of the car, and I walk behind the car to go open Monica's door. Mm-hmm. And as I'm walking behind the car, that little key fob is sitting on the back bumper of the vehicle.
No way.
Now, number one, I don't remember ever putting it there. I have no idea how it ended up there, let alone how it stayed on the bumper while we drove over gutters and through intersections.
Right.
You know, we weren't on the freeway, but we were doing, you know, maybe 50 miles an hour at certain points of the drive. And here's that little key fob still sitting on the back of the bumper. And when I saw that, it was just like a slap in the face. Like, all right, I got it. You got me. You know, you we're going to be okay. This
yeah.
is a, you know, it's a little one of those tender mercies where, you know what, we're going to be okay. And I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know where the money's going to come from. I don't know how we're going to feed our kids, but I know that Heavenly Father is looking out for us. And the details that he does that with are through the roof, impressive. But
right.
That was a moment for me where I was like, okay, let's go, you know. And of course, Monica and I laughed about it as we ate lunch and things have worked out, right? You know,
yeah.
When you look back in time and connect the dots,
yep.
things always happen for a reason. And usually when you look forward and try to plan out your life, nothing seems to work the way that you expect it to. And you can't paint that picture or plan it all out.
Yep, and, that's how I feel.
it's just interesting the way that it works. And just another testament to our Savior that he's very involved.
That's so cool. How do you feel like you've seen the Lord in your life as an athlete and as a coach? Because I feel like that's a really unique experience to be able to have this really interesting connection with the physical and the spiritual and the mental, where it all comes together. And so how do you feel like you've seen the Lord in not only your athletics, but also in the athletics of your children and as a coach? Like, where do you feel like God is in that?
Yeah, well, I truly believe that God is very involved in my life personally. As an athlete, you know, I would pray. I still remember I'd pray, you know, that I would go out and perform at the very highest level that I could perform athletically and mentally, and just
right.
have that skill set to be able to do everything that I really needed to do for the success of our football team. And I know that God cares. He cares about me. Now, I can't tell you that he cares whether we win or not necessarily, because there's a lot of good people on the field at one time. But
yep.
but when Heavenly Father is caring about me, I know without question that I'm going to be able to go out and perform at my highest level. So as a player, that's how I felt. And I truly felt like I was very blessed in my playing days, not only with good health, but a lot of success and successful teammates, success on the game field, just overall. But
yeah,
as you know, watching our kids kind of grow up and go through that process, it's been fun to try and teach them some of those lessons and see them actually take it serious, and some more than others. But there's no question that God isn't in the details. He cares about us. And then, of course, as a coach, here at Southern Virginia, you know, one of the reasons why I really wanted to come back here was to be the head coach and be able to help give direction to not just 12 people in my position room, but to 100 plus people, to the whole team. And we talk about increasing spirituality within our players, and we talk about prayer, and we talk about Christ, and we talk about things that really matter. We're not solely trying to develop them on the football field, but we're also trying to develop them spiritually so they can become the best fathers and husbands down the road. And without God, that's really, 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 really hard. And even with God, there's a lot of challenges.
Yes.
You know? But through faith and belief, we know He'll have us and make sure that we are blessed and taken care of. But but we definitely talk about that quite a bit. And I thought it was pretty cool, you know, just, you know, there's been some Christian athletes that have kind of stepped up recently, you know, and made comments, whether it be on social media and whatnot, about how their faith in Christ really has an impact on their life. And I love seeing that because it's real.
Right.
And it just has brought me tremendous peace knowing that when I have Christ in my life, I'm going to be okay. And I'm not so stressed about the outcome. Now I want to, and I expect to win, but I know that things are going to work out because I'm trying to do my best for Him and to live my life so that He can have the ultimate success, right? As we strive to build Zion. So that's just a little bit about my history with those areas.
That's awesome. Well, I just love how you bring up this line of just kind of letting him have it, letting Him take it. And knowing you and knowing your family, you guys do give 200% all the time, right? And every day, I think everywhere, all over the world, people are trying to give their best. And it's so nice to know, or at least try and get our minds in the perspective that we can give our best and then He'll magnify whatever we have. And sometimes that is the hardest thing, especially as an A-type personality. I'm always like, I've got to do everything I can. I've got to be perfect. I've got to get it all done, right? And so when things fall short, you know, it hurts. And I've really had to learn to say, oh, He's got me. The key fob was there. You know, I've had to have those moments in my life too. So I think that's really cool that's what you're touching on, that we can give all and we need to give our all. But at the end of the day, like, it's Him.
It is. And He's going to give that much more. And I will say this, that when I had the opportunity to work with you, I don't think any of my organization of files and equipment and things that you had within the football program have ever been at that same high level. So don't sell yourself short. You're super organized and super on point. And I used to enjoy just sitting back and you'd walk in the office on occasion and tell one of the coaches, listen, now you can't put that here. It's got to go over there or whatever. And I was like, we're in good hands here. So I appreciate that.
Tried, but so
you did a great job. But even at that, like you said, we strive to do our best. And whatever our best is what we need to do. And Christ will take it above and beyond. And I know that to be true. And if I didn't, I can't even imagine in today's world how I could live a life full of joy.
Right.
Every day I wake up and I'm happy, right? And life, that doesn't mean it's perfect, but I'm happy. Mm-hmm. And with everything, all the turmoil today, if I didn't have Jesus Christ in my life, I'm not sure that would be the case. It'd be so much harder to just go on your day-to-day business.
Right. Well, I think having the gospel of Jesus Christ and the, knowing the plan of salvation, it gives you, I don't want to say like an end goal, but it does give you something to hope for and to look at, rather than waking up every day and doing the daily grind and wondering like, what is this for? Like, of course you love your family and of course you do things for your family and you do things for those that you love. But I think at the end of the day, knowing that there is more, that it's like, I'm doing this for my family for long term, like not just this life, but for the future too, like eternal future. I think that brings me a lot of peace too. So.
Yeah, I totally agree. 100%.
Awesome. Well, are there any other memories that you would like to share before you leave us with the testimony?
You know, just overall life in general. You know, I know that life is hard. I'm privileged to sit down with players daily and hear their struggles, hear their stories. Back when I was a player, I mean, I couldn't call home unless I had a pay phone or I wrote a letter. Nowadays, yep. You know, these young men and athletes across the world still have one foot back home because of social media and one foot wherever they're going to school.
Right.
And what that leads to is some challenges, you know, and so I hear about those challenges where, you know, I had a young man today text me and say, hey, you know, I'm doing all right, coach. Can I come by and talk to you? My family's going through this really hard thing and yada, 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 and sharing details about his life. And
right.
And so the players that I have the opportunity to coach and work with right now are really going through some challenges in life. And a lot of times as we discuss those challenges, it kind of comes back to where Jesus Christ is in their life. And so I love the fact that I can be where I am right now, where hopefully I'm adding value to their lives, not because of me, Joe Dupay, but because of my relationship with God, right. Because of my testimony of Jesus Christ. And I think that there's a lot of good that's being done there, but I also know there's a lot more that can be done. And
yeah.
I just know, you know, I'll just tell you that I know that Christ is real, that he loves me, that he loves each of us. You know, I alluded to it earlier. I don't know how I would be if I didn't have Jesus Christ in my corner. But the fact that I do, the fact that I am playing for his team and that I know with certainty that he has my back allows me to truly wake up with joy in my heart each and right. every day. And that is something that I'm so grateful for. Definitely super grateful for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and all the lessons that are garnered through that knowledge that we're able to learn each and every day. And I just know that my life is better and will continue to be better the more I truly invest with intention my
right
efforts to be better and to yeah. do those things.
Right. That's awesome. Well, I really appreciate all your thoughts and just, it's been great catching up with you. And I hope that this next football season goes great. Spring ball's coming up. So you've got a lot of work you got to get done.
Spring ball's coming up and our season is just around the corner. And you're right. We have a ton to do. There's so much we need to do just from a development standpoint, but that's why we're here and we have great players. So I'm super excited about it. So We'll anticipate and expect your prayers, Lily. So okay. Thank you. And you keep up the great work.
Thanks. Well, you got our prayers and you got my thanks for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. You bet. Thank you.
Thanks again for tuning into More Than Coincidence, Remembering Jesus Christ in Your Story. Please follow us on social media or share us with a friend. If you have an experience you'd like to share, feel free to reach out to morethancoincidence.remember him@gmail.com. I can't wait to hear all of the amazing memories you all have of our Savior. See you next time.